This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can join us here via the toll-free number, which is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. I just approved somebody right now. All you have to do is send a contact request to us on Skype, and we'll approve you as soon as we notice it come through. And then after that, it's easy to call us and sound really good compared to the phones. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Mark Edge back with us for, the first time in a month, basically?
Yeah.
It's been a while since you've been here. And we're going to talk more off the air. When we're done with the radio side of things, we're going to do an extended edition of the podcast tonight. So if you download the show later at freetalklive.com, we'll get into a little bit more about your vacation and that kind of thing, and why you decided to come back when you did versus what you were saying when you left. So we'll do all that off the radio show. Stay tuned over at freetalklive.com for that. That'll be released later here this evening. Let's go back to your phone calls. Laura is on the line in Keene. You were telling us you had an 8-foot by 4-foot sign for a presidential candidate that you put out in what is the yard that you're renting. You're renting a home. You're the only person living in that side of the townhouse. And you said that within six days. I'm sorry?
Yeah, the sign was up for 6 days, and I got a call from the rental agent for the landlord who was just doing her job. And she said, is that sign for this presidential candidate on that fence yours? And I said, yes, it is. And she said, you have to take that down. Mm. And I said, I declined to do so. Why? Why are you asking me this? And she said, because it is offensive to other people in the community.
Now, you said this was a townhouse. Does that mean you're in like a condominium kind of association thing, or what's the community that you're talking about?
No, it's a private house that was built before the Civil War that was converted into they added on to it and made 5 townhouses. But we all have separate addresses. We all have separate entrances. We all have separate yards. We all have separate porches. And in fact, when I rented this, that was how it was presented to me. So I said, well, I can't help what's offensive to other people in the community, and I have a very difficult time believing in the state of New Hampshire, which has a rich history of being very passionate about its politics, that anyone finds a political sign of any type offensive. And in fact, I asked, what if one of my neighbors was gay and flew a rainbow flag, and somebody found that offensive, and the landlord's agent said, well, they would have to take that down too. And at that juncture, I wasn't 100% on the law, but I knew I had him. So we went on and talked a little further, and she changed it from, because I said to her, how do I know it's not an opponent that finds this sign offensive? And
sure,
why do people in this neighborhood, I'm the one that pays you $11,000 a year, it's not these other people, why do they get to tell me how I live and represent my political views? So she switched tactics and said it was in a common area. Well, we have already covered it.
So it was
not
your side, your fence.
Area, and that was how it was described.
Tell me this. What does the lease agreement say about your, if anything?
Nothing.
Nothing.
And that doesn't matter. This is
well, it would matter. I mean, if it said in the lease, you can't attach anything.
I researched this. They can't. You cannot sign away your First Amendment free speech rights in America.
It's not the same thing. I mean, if you're on my private property, then I can set whatever rules that I want. But if they haven't set those rules,
rent that property, Ian, this is so important. You have to listen. This is so important because I called a friend of mine who's a retired judge and as much a political animal as I am in Vermont. That was the first thing I did following our phone call. I countered everything she said, and I finally said, we're going to have to discuss this later. And she said, okay, but in the meantime, you have to take the sign down. And I said, and I won't. And then I thanked her, and she thanked me. And I wasn't angry. I just had a strong...
Well, that's good. Being angry won't help, right?
Play,
Yeah, being angry in that situation isn't going to assist. What did the judge tell you?
It doesn't help. everybody has to stay calm. Something educational is happening. So I called my friend the judge, and he immediately sent me a link to legal cases across the country that dealt with this absolute same thing. And the truth is, your protected, constitutionally protected First Amendment free speech in regard to political speech might be the most protected free speech
yeah.
you have.
That was a point that I was going to bring up.
I beg pardon now?
That was the point I was going to bring up, is that political speech is the most protected speech. And,
yes.
You know, that this... You know, I wouldn't even talk philosophically on this one as the, you know, who's property and who's renting and all those sorts of things. I think that ultimately you've got them on the ropes personally on this one. I think you do.
Yeah, well, what this 50-page legal brief that my friend the judge sent me said was across this country, the courts have historically held, even when a lease prohibits it, that a landlord may not tell a tenant that they cannot post political signage unless they're posting it in front of what's called a common use area.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, if 12 people use the entrance, I couldn't do it there, but I could still put it in my windows.
So I take it that they have not taken your sign down?
My front door.
But, Laura, I take it they have not taken the sign down?
They backed off. So far, they backed off.
All right. It does sound like you've done your legal research in this particular case.
I wanted to put this out there because, I wanted to put this out there to you because you're a big proponent of freedom, even if it's a freedom you might disagree with my candidate, et cetera.
I don't care what candidate. I mean, if I were the landlord of that property, I wouldn't give a damn. You can put up whatever signs you want, because I do generally support one's freedom of speech, but I also support the property rights. And thank you for your call tonight, Laura. I appreciate it. Regarding property rights, she's done research. The courts say what they say, but the idea of property rights is that you don't have, unless the property owner allows it, free speech on someone else's property. If you're in, the classic example is a crowded theater. If you're in a crowded theater and you start shouting, the property owner has the right to remove you from his property at that point. Now, you didn't sign a contract that specifically said that when you walked into the theater, but it's sort of one of those things where it's their property, so it's at their discretion to allow you to do or not do certain things.
I agree with you, but if you rent a home from someone, you have the expectation that you'll be able to do the things that one can do at a home in your home. And one of those things is to put up your political sign. Unless the agreement specifically says, hey, this is the rent and this is the deal, and the deal is you can't put up a political sign.
She's saying that would be found invalid.
That's fine with me, and I would disagree with that. From a philosophical standpoint, I believe that I believe in contracts are more important than the law. So if you sign a contract and then you say, I don't feel like obeying your contract, the contract I signed, and here's a law to get around it, I got a problem with that specifically. That's not what she's doing here.
In her case, there isn't anything in the contract about it.
At which point, I side with her.
Yeah, I agree with you. I want to make it clear. I'm not saying I wasn't siding with Laura in this case. There's nothing in the agreement about it, which to me means by default you have the right to express yourself on that person's property, so long as it's using your own property and you're not, let's say, spray painting on the side of the building the candidate's name of your choice.
You're just responsible for repairing it at that point.
But that would clearly be an issue. But I don't think she's in the wrong at all here. But if there was an agreement, I think the agreement should supersede anything else, because then you would have signed your name to an agreement saying you weren't going to put a sign up. And then you did put the sign up. Let's go to your calls and your thoughts here. We'll go first to John, listening in Minnesota, listening to WNMT in the northern part of the state. Hey, John.
Hey, hello.
Welcome.
Nice to talk to you.
Sure, go ahead.
Welcome to you, too. Say, I've been listening to your show for a long time, but at any rate, say that the 19,000 people out of New Hampshire that belong to a certain club or whatever it is, and say they all went to Florida, and they all proposed the same situation over the Border Patrol, and they were all standing in their vehicles doing the same thing, or the gentleman in Colorado, or the gentleman that's set up in Phoenix, Arizona, or in Arizona. What if 500 people were there, and they all were doing the same thing?
Doing what?
Are you talking about not answering the Border Patrol's question of are you a U.S. citizen?
Correct.
I think it would be wonderful if 500 people refused to do that, because then they'd just have to wave everyone through.
And if 19,000 people went to war in their vehicles and went through the same situation in Florida, do you think that would be a sensible thing to do?
Yeah, I don't think it'd be a problem. Look, they can't handle that kind of numbers. They can't handle that kind of civil disobedience. Well, they don't want to stand there all day long and interrogate every single 500-person, 500
This
bar.
Should go to court, and the Supreme Court should say whether or not you have to answer their questions.
You don't. I mean, sorry. You might want to say that I'm using my right to remain silent because the Supreme Court has said you have to do that. Thanks, John. More coming up.
If you're not a smoker, please cover your ears, because the following incredible free money-saving offer is not for you. The makers of O2 Pure's revolutionary e-cigarette are now giving away free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, simply call in the next 10 minutes. 1-800-691-5458. The advanced O2 Pure design creates a pleasant vapor. There's no foul-smelling smoke and no nasty tar, so you can enjoy the nicotine you love whenever and wherever you are. Even better, you could also save yourself a ton of money, hundreds of dollars a month, with O2 Pure. Again, free starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer, not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-691-5458. 1-800-691-5458. 1-800-691-5458.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You've got the live Saturday edition here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything that you want. overarching topic tonight has been the Border Patrol and your rights. Your right specifically to remain silent, to not have to answer questions, prying questions about your citizenship. That was the video that we played in the first hour. If you missed it, you can go back. You can download the podcast later at freetalklive.com. You can watch the video anytime on our YouTube channel. It's hosted on the Free Talk Live YouTube channel, which you can access. You can actually go straight to the video by going to our Twitter or Facebook, or just hit freetalklive.com and hit the Free Talk Live blog or FTL blog, and that'll take you to Mark's blog post about his interaction and his non-cooperation, along with the whole family, with the Border Patrol. And I want to tell you that SaveItPurse.com is an amazing tool. There have been a number of our listeners, I don't know what the numbers are, but quite a few of them, have been buying through SaveItPurse.com, which allows you to save 20, 30, 40, maybe even more percentage off of Amazon. So my most recent purchase was 30% off. Got a new pair of in-ear headphones, those little buds, the earbud things. Got those at 30% off. It was enough to buy the extra little like rubber things that go on the earbuds to make them fit better in my ears. I got those extra. Those were pretty much free because I got 30% off of the purchase through SaveItPurse.com.
Right. I mean, this is huge. You now can get all the things you buy in life at discounts between 20 and 30%.
That's the easy one to get is 20 to 30%.
And basically all you have to do is buy it with now you have to buy it with Bitcoin.
That's the catch, yeah, Bitcoin.
You switch that. You know, switch some money over to Bitcoin and you can save 30% on what you buy. That's a big deal. It's a real game changer.
It's been a huge game changer for me. I've saved, Purse will give you a tally, so I've been doing it for almost an entire year now. I've had something like 35-plus transactions. I've saved over $750 so far by using Purse. So that's more money that I get to keep and spend or save or do whatever it is I need to do with, thanks to Purse. So go to SaveItPurse.com to get started there. SaveItPurse.com. You get signed up through that link and Free Talk Live. We'll get a very small portion of each of your purchases from that point forward. Let's go to the phones and the fun. First up, Dave is listening in Indianapolis. Dave, you're on, and you're tuned in to WIBC there in Indy. Go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, welcome. Hippies.
Hey there.
You know, and I appreciate what you said about liberty at the expense of no one else. You know, liberty that doesn't malign anyone else. You know, liberty to be on your own. Okay, I appreciate what you said about that. And I wish every time somebody brought up the border or illegals or something of that nature, you know, trying to build a wall, I wish somebody would note, oh, by the way, we have an illegal federal welfare state, which is more or less the reason why everybody comes to America the way they do. They refuse to...
Well, that is not the reason why everybody comes... Hold on. That is not the reason why everybody comes to America. That's
just the ones you don't want.
Right, that's the reason why some people will come to America, but the ones that I've known, the immigrants that I've known who've come here, did not come here for that reason.
Okay, bravo. Okay. But there is a portion, all right? And, hey, there are a tenfold amount of Americans that are on this illegal federal welfare state that actually live here and that will scream bloody murder that they're citizens. I get that.
Sure.
If we broke down this ridiculous welfare empire and returned to constitutional parameters and let each state along the border decide who gets what for free, if anything, it would take a lot of venom out of this argument.
Yes,
and we would
totally
have people wandering across the border. I think we do need a border. We do need something on the map to say we are in the United States of America. You know,
something on the map. I would agree with you on that.
Well, sort of the federalities, you know, across it, they'll know you have no jurisdiction here. You better get the hell out of here.
But I think one point I would make on this is that, you know, a lot of people, and you agree, a lot of people who think that it's somehow the fault of, you know, people coming here and taking advantage of the programs. You don't put out a bowl of cat food every morning and then get upset that stray cats come and eat it. That is insanity.
And the thing that drives me nuts is you get a lot of people that agree, and Republicans, you know, Democrats are going to agree anyway. Democrats are brainless, but a lot of Republicans will agree. By God, I'm for liberty, I'm for freedom. And then you mentioned, well, can you find Social Security in Article 1, Section 8? Can you find Medicare in Article 1, Section 8? Well, no, but you know what? I worked all my life for those. Personally,
I understand why they want them.
Social Security. Well, they had to pay into them for years, even though they're illegal.
Yep.
But just like you're saying, or just like what I'm saying is, if we invoked federalism, If we said, if you want welfare, if you want cradle to grave free stuff for everything, go to California.
Go to California.
Yep. It should be a state run thing. One thing I'd like to point out is, and I'm sure you agree with this too, is, hey, look, corporate welfare is about 10 times what the welfare we're talking about here is.
Well, I got to disagree, because let's talk about the liability, because once you tell every American, you can get Social Security, you can get Medicare.
I don't mean that Social Security is welfare. Yeah, I wouldn't say that. You paid
it. I think it is. It absolutely is. We're coerced.
I think you could argue that.
Less so than welfare.
I think, you know, either way, there's still a boatload of corporate welfare out there, so to minimize that would be kind of silly.
The Fed shouldn't be doing that either, right?
I got to disagree. It does not compare to telling every American, you will get health care, you will get retirement, you have the option of...
You didn't answer the question, though.
Okay, you would still say that that is unconstitutional, though, right?
What, corporate welfare?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
That's all I want to do. Because there are people screaming at their radio right now about corporate welfare, and I just want to make sure that...
Yeah, but they're pointing at corporate welfare, and they're saying, aha, there's the bad guy. And I'm like, no, the bad guy is every time you turn on the TV and you agree with a politician that wants to pay for your children's education.
The bad guy is any politician who wants to distribute wealth by the threat of violence. Dave, good call. Thanks for making it tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Whether it's Bernie Sanders or Donald Trump, none of these characters are going to end the welfare state. None of them are going to threaten Social Security. No Republican is going to say anything about that publicly, nor will he do anything about it once he is elected.
Yeah, the cast of characters is lesser and greater evils, as far as I'm concerned. However, I'm not going to fault somebody for picking one of these, these desperados and saying that, I'm going to vote for them on such and such a day.
Well, you don't have to. Whoever you vote for is likely going to make the country worse off.
I'm
going to
vote, and then I'm going to complain about the person that wins, even if it was the one I voted for, because that's what my job is. That's the job of the press, is to hold the government accountable.
Well, hopefully you'll be able to vote for Daryl W. Perry for Libertarian for president. He's going to be running. He's one of our co-hosts during the week, and he's going to be running for president, is running for president, and hopefully we'll get the nomination from the Libertarian Party, which would give you someone of a principled mindset, someone who actually understands liberty and will be communicating it effectively that you could vote for. But, of course, the Libertarian Party has historically in the last decade been nominating terrible candidates who are not actually pro-liberty, so hopefully they won't repeat the last mistake, but time will tell. Let's go to Eric listening in Indy to WIBC. Hello, Eric.
Hey, how are you? I have a couple things to say here. I'm in my 20s. My eyes were shut. I was into some stupid stuff. But now that my eyes are open, I'm 32, and I'm trying to explore my freedoms, quote unquote. And I'm running into some problems because basically I had a DUI. I had two of them, became a felony. I did a year in prison. And I deserved it. I had two of them. It was within a certain number of years. If you have two within 5 years, the second one becomes a felony, and both of them are in the same judge's courtroom, so he threw the book at me, so to speak.
Let's talk about your right to bear arms. I think you should have one as a felon. Stand by, Eric, 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio waves, live Saturday edition. Toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, you've been driving all over the country here. You and your family went on a road trip. We played a Border Patrol video with you refusing to answer the Border Patrol's questions about citizenship. Folks can see that video. It's currently right now on the Free Talk Live YouTube channel. And you can link to it over at freetalklive.com. Just click the FTL blog tab to see that.
Or it's on our Facebook page.
And, you know, you have the ability to have your own car and drive about, which is always nice to have. But some people, you know, who have cars or don't have cars need a car. And that's why ride sharing has become so popular. Ride sharing companies like Uber and Lyft are out there providing rides to people in something like 67 countries or 68 countries for Uber. I don't know how many Lyft is in, but they're doing good work. Some of the drivers are a little upset. Uber recently cut the rate.
Really?
Or, yeah, they've cut the rate on all their rides, supposedly just for the wintertime. But they also cut, at least here in New Hampshire, the driver's percentages. So it used to be 80% that drivers got to keep. Now new signups in New Hampshire only get to keep 75%. So more money's going to the corporate office, less money's going into the pockets of the drivers. This is happening around the country, and Uber and Lyft drivers are upset about this, which is why Arcade City has taken off. It has grown way beyond the expectations of Christopher David, who's the founder of Arcade City. We've had him on our show as a guest in the past. Great activist, a Free State Project early mover who founded Free Uber, but now he's abandoning Uber, and he has turned against Uber and is basically trying to design the Uber killer. And that is what Arcade City is intended to be. So if you want to sign up for Arcade City as a driver right now, you can do that, but only if you're a highly rated Uber or Lyft driver. So you've got to have some rides under your belt, you got to have good ratings, and you have to already be an Uber or Lyft driver. If you're qualified, then go to arcade.freetalklive.com. The new ride-sharing app is going to come out, Arcade City, is going to come out next month. So we're a few weeks away from that. It's going to be supposedly on Valentine's Day, so February 14th. Okay. It's built by drivers for drivers. These are the people who know what driving is like that are building this app. They are more decentralized than Uber and Lyft, meaning that drivers will get to set their own rates. So the drivers will actually get to compete against one another for rates rather than having it being set by some corporation and then coming down onto everyone. So you'd be able to keep all of what you earn in that case, which is also a huge deal. So if you're ready to sign up for that, go to arcade.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Eric, he's in Indy. He had two DUIs in Indianapolis or in Indiana and ended up with a felony count as a result of that due to the way the laws are there. And now you're saying, now you want a gun.
Yeah, well, I don't necessarily want a gun. I just think it's messed up that I'm being told I cannot have one.
It is messed up. But a lot of people would say that, that felons are dangerous, and so therefore they don't need to have guns.
Well, this is the thing. Mine weren't violent, and, like, what if I just wanted to protect myself or just learn how to use one? Like, I don't even think I'm allowed to go to a gun range to be taught. Like, I'm scared of them.
You're
like,
not allowed to touch a firearm.
I don't think so.
No, as a convicted felon, I'm telling you that it's my firm belief that you are now allowed to touch a firearm. You may and depending on the state you're in, you may handle for recreational, like reenactment or target practice or a few things you can do to handle a pre-1898
Yeah, there's some archaic
pistol.
Thing that's totally irrelevant.
No, Mark, isn't the rule like you can't be in active possession, meaning that if I brought a gun in here and placed it on the desk nearer to you than it is to me, wouldn't that put you in active possession even though you aren't touching it?
It depends on your state as to whether or not they're going to do something about that, but that would be the definition of what active possession is. Active possession means that you are essentially closer to a gun than anybody else.
That you have the best odds of taking control of it.
There's also a law that says, like, after a certain number of years in Indiana, I believe it's 7 to 8, I can pay a lawyer an ungodly amount of money, $3,000 to $5,000, and get this taken off my record to where it doesn't show up.
That would change it, as I understand it.
That would be called an annulment, correct?
I believe so.
Now,
$10,000 they've already got.
Okay, so before you go on, though, I actually was being told about the annulment process here in New Hampshire. And again, it's New Hampshire. It's not Indiana. Your state may vary. Your mileage may vary here. So you need to do your own research on this. But, of course, you're going to pay a lawyer thousands of dollars to do this when it may only cost you $500 to file the court paperwork that you would need to get the annulment process going. Here in New Hampshire, it's like $100 to file in court, at least for a misdemeanor. I don't know about felonies. I don't know if they charge more for a felony. But for a misdemeanor charge, you have to wait 3 years, and then you can file for the annulment. It's like $100 to file in court, and then $100 you have to pay to, like, the police department to actually scrub your record. So there's a couple hundred bucks or $200 or $300 you have to pay. So what you should look into is to see what the process is in Indiana and what it actually costs. What is the filing? Like, if you were to do it yourself, pro se, what it would cost you? Because then I bet you're probably looking at $300, $400, or $500 or something like that.
Yeah, it might be cheaper. And just something else, just really quick. The state of Indiana took me to prison for that year, but the thing that was messed up is that sex offenders in county jail before I went to prison weren't even going to prison. They were doing like 6 months, and they touched.
It's crazy.
Touched a minor, right?
Has nothing to do with it.
How long to the
legal system? It just has nothing to do with it.
How long has it been, Eric, since you got out and got off of probation for this?
I successfully completed parole. I was sentenced to 2 years. I served 9 months. I got all the time cuts you could get, the good time they could give me. They let me go as early as they possibly legally could. And I have been done with parole since, 2013. And I've had no trouble. My cause number is over 4 years old since the conviction, and there's been no other trouble.
You know, I'm interested to see how this process goes myself, since I was told about it as an option. I'm curious to try it out just to see, you know, what they do. I'm interested to see how they argue against having my convictions annulled because, you know, I'm kind of a civil disobedient person here in New Hampshire. I wouldn't expect to have success with it, but it would just be kind of interesting to see what that process is like. I've never been through it before. Yeah. So there's no guarantee, you know, when you file this annulment process, the state's going to argue, or they might argue, well, we can't let... He's been convicted of a DUI. He could do that again anytime. We don't know if he's going to relapse. Who knows what the argument would be?
I have a valid driver's license. I'm not even high risk insurance. I'm just like you. I don't even have to have an SR-22 or SR-50 anymore. That's how old it is.
Well, that's what what you would do then is you would bring in witnesses, character witnesses, you know, girlfriend, wife, boss, you know, whoever be willing to come and testify for you about this. Like, yeah, you know, he's a good guy. I never see him drinking anymore. He's, you know, only, you know, he's very responsible. He's never been drunk. You know, whatever you could say to persuade the judge to go ahead and annul this for you. I think it's an interesting approach, and I wish you the best of luck, Eric. Thanks for the call tonight. And I do think that even violent felons should, and Mark, you were convicted of a violent felony, that even violent felons should be able to defend themselves because you've moved on. You've done your time, and you're a different person. It's been 20 years or more or whatever. Right. And
I would say, you take a harder line on this than even I do as the convicted felon. I would say that 5 years after you are completely off of all supervision, that your right to keep and bear arms should be restored to you.
Mm-hmm. And how about the right to vote, too? Some states don't let you do that.
Yeah,
right?
And Florida still doesn't. I would say that the right, that in and of itself is sort of contrary to what the American Revolution was about, taxation without representation. Yes, they should be able to disallow you to vote, but they should also not take taxes from you if they do.
I actually think you should be able to vote from jail, personally. But.
That gets tough.
You should be able to vote against the people who put you there.
That gets tough because unless you're taking an absentee ballot from where you lived, then what you might have in some towns is the majority of the population is actually in prison.
Right.
And you're going to have the politicians coming and pandering to the jail in order to get...
Which I think would be hilarious.
Right. Well, it's funny, but
the jail mayor.
It's damned impractical. And
they called me the mayor when I was in jail.
As an elected, as both an elected official and an ex-convict, I have to say I stand against that.
Let's go to Straight Razor, a former cop in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen. I'm getting cleaned up, getting ready to go out and do some more illegal Uber rides here in Dallas.
It's you're doing civil disobedience Ubering, huh?
Oh, I have been since the beginning for 3 months now.
All right, just stand by. I want to hear more about it here. Straight Razor on the line, and this is not the only city where Uber drivers are risking arrest, risking fines. One lady, Uber Grandma, as she is being called, is now facing $3,500 in fines for driving people who need to go somewhere, drunks, for instance, to their home or wherever. She's facing serious fines. What about Straight Razor? We'll find out. It's Free Talk Live.
You can control your health care with Liberty Health Share.
Liberty Health Share is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty Health Share.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And don't forget, you can help support Free Talk Live by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. And thank you to everybody who stepped up when Mark walked away from the show on the on-air side. You're still our salesman, our head salesman behind the scenes. But you walked away from the on-air side of things, and listeners stepped up. They came to the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com, and they contributed close to $1,000 extra per month for the AMP program, which helps us because we were getting ready to cut some costs with AMP, and I didn't have to cut those costs. So we got to keep Skip Jokel online. He's like an old-timer, like talk radio guy who's been around forever, knows everybody, and he's the guy who really helped us score the new Dallas station that that we just added on board. So it was because of the Free Talk Live amplifiers stepping up. Listeners like you becoming Free Talk Live amplifiers is why we're on in Dallas and why we're on in over 160 radio stations now coast to coast. It's really thanks to listeners like you for helping back the show. It's $5 a month. You get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only Facebook group, the AMP-only call-in lines, as well as the AMP-only podcast, which doesn't have the normal commercials that our regular archives do. So you can go and join the AMP program over at amp.freetalklive.com. You can use any major credit card through PayPal. You can use Visa or MasterCard right there on our website. Or now you can use Bitcoin to join the AMP program. A lot of people had asked about that, so now you can do it. amp.freetalklive.com, AMP as in advertise, market, and promote. amp.freetalklive.com. straightrazor.com. And thank you. Let's go to Straight Razor, or back to Straight Razor. He's in the Dallas, Texas area, you said, which means you can actually listen to us. You said you're in Dallas, right, Straight Razor?
That's correct. I actually need to find out what station you guys are.
That would be KFXR 1190. We're on every night after midnight Central Time. So
do they have a FM translator?
They do not, sadly. Not on that
they
particular station.
They will soon,
station.
Because the FCC's opened up a window for application.
I sure hope that they do. So, Straight Razor, you said you're an Uber driver. You're a former cop, and now you're driving people illegally for Uber in Dallas. Tell me, you know, give our listeners, I guess, a quick rundown on why Uber is illegal. What's the current legal status there?
All right, so I think it's either Austin or Houston where it's completely illegal right now. They're shutting it down. So, of course, I'm sure you could still get the Uber out there. I've thought about traveling out there just for the fun of it, doing it. in Dallas, it's not illegal as of yet. However, it is illegal to do without the three permits that you must have.
Mm.
So I decided not to get any of them because it costs money and it doesn't make any sense. So you have to have a permit for you as the driver, a permit for your vehicle, which entails you going and spending money to get a state vehicle inspection, and then a separate permit for the airport. So
ridiculous.
None of which I've gotten, and I haven't had any problems. But since you guys are in Dallas now, I mean, a piece of advice to any drivers is, one, make sure your cell phone has a locking feature. Specifically a locking feature with a code. Do not use your fingerprint.
Yeah, you can see on the screen.
No. Being a law enforcement officer from before, let's say I decided, or let's say someone, an officer decided to arrest you or detain you. Once you're in cuffs, if they go behind you and stick your finger on the reader and unlock your phone, that is not illegal.
Oh, I see what you mean, the fingerprint reader. I thought you meant the, like, where people trace a pattern. Sometimes it's pretty easy to figure out somebody's pattern lock as well. Generally, the best kind of lock is an actual code, some sort of either numeric or alphanumeric code that you have to put in. So, this leads to what I was actually going to ask you, Straight Razor, is as a former law enforcement officer, you know the game. You know how the police will try to intimidate people. Ultimately, in order to get you convicted of driving for Uber, you would have to, usually in most cases, give them the information that you were driving for Uber. I mean, they can look they can go to the Uber app on their phone and they can see, you know, on the map where cars are, but that still doesn't show them what those cars are exactly necessarily without them actually ordering the ride. So if they were doing a sting operation, then they'd probably have you. But if they're just pulling you over, as long as you don't tell them that, hey, I'm driving for Uber tonight, and this is my passenger, as long as you don't give them that information, how would they really ticket you for that?
Exactly. So they aren't going to be able to, as long as you lock your phone and that is not, displayed in plain sight, which is the other reason that I don't run the placards that you are supposed to run as these drivers now. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to have placards in your window to show that you're Lyft or Uber, and I don't run either of those because
is that an Uber requirement? Because they didn't explain that to me.
Sounds
in
like
the
a Texas requirement or Dallas.
Is that a Dallas requirement?
Now that I don't know. I just know whenever I got all set up, I received a package, and package said that it was required for these placards. It's like a little sleeve that you put the placard in.
That must be some kind of compliance with Dallas, because here in New Hampshire, I was never sent any kind of welcome packet from Uber. It was just like, here, you watch this 15-minute video and hit the road. Now, you can,
absolutely.
You could, I mean, it's probably not a terrible idea in markets where it's legal to identify that you are with Uber, but in your case, it makes sense to keep it on the down low.
Exactly. So, obviously, don't if you get pulled over, don't tell them you're a driver if you don't have the permits and everything else.
You know what I'd also do is I would tell the passenger, look, please just don't answer the police questions. You're not obligated to. Let me handle this. I will take care of it. And that way, because you don't want the passenger to spill the beans, so to speak.
They probably will, even if you ask them
not
to.
Here's the thing, though, is that I have found that most of my passengers are happy to simply say that I live in their apartment complex. Because I've had this conversation multiple times going to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And, I've had passengers be like, well, don't y'all have to have permits now? And I say, oh, yes, but I don't have them. And they're like, oh, well, that's cool. You live in my apartment complex. So,
okay. Awesome. Yeah, that's what I would guess would be the case here, too, because my interactions, I'm an Uber driver, I barely ever do it, but I've had 6 rides so far, on over 2 nights. And they all seem like really cool folks, like they love Uber, and they love the idea of ride sharing, they can't stand taxis, and so I bet you it wouldn't be hard at all to recruit them to, you know, just, hey, keep quiet, I'll take care of the cops.
I'd be more comfortable saying that you're my friend than saying saying something that's not true, like you
live in... That's a good point. Not to lie.
You know, friend is... much more ambiguous terminology.
Right.
So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, straight razor, we are friends.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So, but one last thing, and this is something to do with mainly the taxi unions. What they have done here for the airport, I used to be able to go pick people up from the airport, and I would just lock my phone, pull in, pick up who I was picking up, then drive off the grounds, unlock my phone, and start the trip.
Nice.
Well, now what they've done is under the guise of fairness, in quotation marks, they now require all passengers who are going to request an Uber to go to one area. So that means that you're going to inconvenience everybody by making them go to an area. And they also require all of the Uber and Lyft drivers to line up at a central location, and then they send you forward, the person gets in the car and then requests.
Yeah. They're handling you like taxis. That way they can, basically decide whether or not you've paid your fees and that sort of thing. This is about control and about funding.
It's not like taxis, because taxis are allowed to park inside of the airport and get their rides.
So,
sure. A distinct disadvantage for both customer and driver.
That's the intention.
Some cars are more equal than others, apparently, in the Dallas airport. Straight Razor, good luck on the roads. Drive safe, and thanks for sharing your experience here with us tonight. Heroic drivers like that out there, helping people get from point A to point B, bringing innovation into the marketplace. And the status quo, man, they don't like it. I don't know, Mark, if you heard, but the Uber grandma, she had her taillight smashed out, allegedly, by an angry cab driver when she went in to pick somebody up somewhere.
When I was on my trip, I had an opportunity to talk to an Uber driver.
Did you take an Uber?
No, I just met her at the park. And,
oh, okay. Just
and
coincidence.
It's a woman, and she pointed out that she felt much safer being an Uber driver than she would as a taxi cab driver, because they know who the customer is.
Yeah, that's
from
true.
Uber. And
the customer has a rating, too.
Yeah, they have a rating. And she's just a lot more comfortable. She's never had a problem. I can tell you, as a taxi driver, I had problems.
Yeah.
I had, you know, I would not be comfortable with my wife having been in the taxi cab, driving the taxi cab that I was driving.
Mm-hmm.
I got propositioned on multiple occasions, males and females.
For sex?
Yes. And I felt uncomfortable in some of the places I'd go. Yeah, no, totally. Uber, she felt like she was... It's much better off being an Uber driver. This is a lady in New Orleans, not exactly the safest city in America either, that's driving for Uber.
Hey, if you want to become an Uber driver, you can go to drive.freetalklive.com. That'll sign you up underneath me, and then once you do a bunch of rides, then they'll send me a stiff. But go to drive.freetalklive.com. You can sign up and become an Uber driver. They're available in like 68 countries. And if you just want a ride, your first ride's free. Go to ride.freetalklive.com. That'll get you a free ride. And you can try it out. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us over at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio, or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.